Welcome back to Shingeki no Podcast.
Ooh. Hosted by yours truly, Owen Rana.
And Cheyenne Bari.
With special guests, including...
Yassine Yildiz.
But yeah, welcome back, guys. Episode 4 of Shingeki no Podcast. We're out here. Just want to say a big shout out, big thank you to everyone who's been listening in. I took a look at our analytics recently, and we're in 39 countries.
Yeah,
7% from Brazil, and like, so how do you say thank you in what's the native language of Brazil? Is it Spanish?
So yeah, Brazil's Portuguese.
Portuguese.
We need to get our shit down because
yeah, we do.
Brazil's Portuguese. Denmark was Danish.
Yeah.
Malta, I don't know what the Maltese speak.
Maltese. Because
everyone there spoke English.
Yeah, but it's crazy though. You know, we have 60 unique listeners. Close to 250 total plays.
Yeah.
Across 3 episodes, which is goddamn cool. So, yeah. I mean, shout out to everybody who's been tuning in and listening in. It really makes us feel great.
Honestly, just like, thank you for all like the sweet comments. Like, you guys don't understand how much that makes our days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really does mean a lot. Like, so thank you guys.
Most definitely, most definitely. And yeah, so today we brought our special guest, a childhood friend of both Owen and I, AOT connoisseur.
Very true.
Yes.
And this should be fun. This should be really interesting. I love when he talks, and especially when it's about AOT. So should be an interesting episode.
But yeah, Yassine, would you like to introduce yourself to the audience? You know, describe your credentials as an AOT connoisseur.
My credentials.
AOT fanatic. One of my goated and most favorite works of fiction. Probably my favorite work of fiction of all time.
Definitely up there, yeah.
Incredibly written. It's a masterpiece. Eren is actually my most favorite written fictional character of all time currently.
Really?
Currently. I mean, it might change with the last chapter of the manga.
And you've read the manga, right?
Yeah.
So you're like on that wave. Got you.
Zuko is a bit up there. It would have been Zuko, but right now it's Eren. But yeah, those are my... I don't know.
See, that's controversial, man. Like, Zuko's like people's go-to when it comes to like well-written, like yeah, most well-written characters. So,
but Eren's character arc is very, very, very well-written.
Just as an aside, like because right now, if you're an anime only, like we haven't really seen a lot of Eren, like you know. No. So in the manga, like, do we get to see more of Eren, like much more than we do as of right now?
Not really.
Really?
I wouldn't say so.
To an extent, you get to see like his final philosophy.
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah. Just because
in the past, like 5 chapters, he hasn't said a word.
I mean, the final philosophy.
Okay. Hey. Enough with the manga talk.
Okay.
But seriously, that kind of sucks because like literally, like so, like, as me and my sister, my brother were watching this episode, which I just want to say, like, I love this episode so much.
It's so good.
But one thing that we just got so frustrated with was, you know, they show Eren, you know, like a little bit at the end. Right? He shows his hand. That's kind of, he tells them with a very sad and sullen face to Armin and Mikasa, I wanted to talk with you guys. And then the episode just cuts. And then we have to wait another week. And like my sister and I were just like yelling and screaming, like, we need more Eren. We need more Eren.
Bro, Gabby was shook.
Oh my God. Dude, I love how like, and like my brother even like talked about this, but how like Gabby's like arc is like a like reversal of Eren's, right? It's that she's supposed to be a mirror of Eren, but the Eren that, I mean, as of right now, if you're an anime only, it's the Eren that did not choose or maybe is recognizing that.
Did we talk about this last time, or was it me and you, Yassine, who talked about that in very specific detail? It was one of you two. I had that conversation
with
one
of you two. I think we did touch upon it last podcast. But
Yeah, we broke down Gabby's character in its entirety.
Because
last
that episode that we broke down was when like Gabby and Falco were at the Brow Stables.
Yeah. So I think it was with you. Yeah, and that's probably one of my favorite parts is all the shit that Gabby saw that episode and how kind of throughout the last... Ever since the scouts invaded Liberia and caused all the destruction, Gabby's always been... Eren Yeager. Yeah, when I see Eren Yeager, it's hands on deck, right? But man's pulled up. You gonna do now?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, bro, you've been talking all this shit. Yeah. You've been like singing his name to sleep. Like, what's up? Okay. But I just need for Eren. That's like that. That's really it. And I don't want to get too far ahead because I do want to break down this episode in chronological order. Yeah. But you know, let's start with how the episode begins, which is it with just like the Browse family coming to like
to the restaurant?
I think so. Yeah.
That is that how it started?
I believe so. If I'm not sure if it's correct, they walk into the stable and they're like, "So is there really a Marleyan working here?" And that's when.
No, but I'm pretty sure that there was something that happened before, before they arrive at the restaurant, like this episode, right? Because, geez, like I'm not like remembering, but
I'm always hazy too,
right? Yeah, but okay. Point is, you know, they get there, right? And you know, already like we're anticipating like. Some sort of like collision course between the scouts who are also going to that restaurant and like, you know, Ben and Mia or freaking Falco and Gabby, right? So there's already like a lot of tension going on in the episode. And one thing I want to say is that like this episode is the Niccolo episode because
this is Niccolo's episode.
And I was telling like the scene earlier, but like Niccolo, like for like a moment, like this episode, he became like a top 10 character of all time in
really
in AOT for a moment.
Dude, everybody has a top 10 character.
Yeah,
everybody, right?
But yeah, you know, like, so let's just go to like the first moment that I think is like really noteworthy. It's when like the scouts like enter and they're like they're looking at this wine. Like John and Connie are like, "Yo, this wine. This is what they." This is like what they give those high ranking officials. And
yeah.
It's like, it's really, really cute banter between John and Connie. Like, yo, we're also high ranking officials, right?
True.
Yeah. It's like, you guys are just kids, man. Those are actual, like, 40 year old men who, like, you know,
serve their time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, but it's cute. And it's also really accurate because they really are veterans, though.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, a slight aside, after, you know, you have all these high ranking officials and the MP and the garrison force, right? But I think, if anything, if, with my true heart, I really believe Squad Levi should be the highest ranking military members, period, bro. They have carried the entire nation of Parody on their fucking back.
After Battle of Shiganshina, they're literally the only existing
Service
Corps members.
They're
literally.
They're Diamond officials. They're not even like soldiers. They're like, they're heroes. They should be legends.
They should be. In my eyes, they are.
Like if like, I don't know, the way that AOT like the propaganda works in like the AOT or like the Parody world.
Mm.
If I was in the media, I would make literal legends out of them.
Statues out of them.
Literally.
Like, I would erect statues out of them because
but it's also hard because, you know, you also want to commemorate like the dead and whatnot, but like,
good point.
Just like the way that they should be talked about though.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be slander towards the scouts. Like there should be like, there should be like stories, songs, you know.
Yeah, no, there should be literal like folk tales like, of Connie the Demon Slayer. You know, that's that should be a thing. It really should be a thing, and I don't understand why it's not. And I understand like, cause well, I mean, you saw it at the end of season 3, right? They got their medals, they got their noteworthy medals, and kissed the Queen's hands. But what the fuck have fucking what the fuck is his name? Like the dude who died last episode, who got blown to bits. Premier
Zachary.
Yeah,
Premier Zachary.
Fuck is he done, bro? Sit behind a desk and be like, yo, this shit. Yeah,
I get what you mean, but I think those old MP and people are, they're higher ranking because they have more experience. But yeah,
Premier Zachary.
Well, experience in what? Leading a country?
Premier Zachary led a revolution.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, yeah. He can be excluded, right? He can be excluded because I actually fuck with my boy, you know? Rest in peace to the goat.
But they're not going to make a bunch of kids, a bunch of higher ranking officials.
1232 to you know what I mean? 1353. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel that. I feel that, of course. But still.
I know what you mean, but okay, anyways, so like, yeah, like I thought that scene was like really cool, and then like I just want to bring up how like Niccolo, like, you know, we know that he's like kind of working in the shadows with like Yelena, but just like as soon as he sees like
he's not really working in the shadows of
Yelena. They're not like he's not very like
it's just based off of assumptions.
He's just being told what to do.
Yeah,
like that's it. He's not like, you know what I mean, he's not like some sort of mastermind. But I was just gonna say, like, I just love the fact that like Niccolo saw them with like the wine, right? And he was like, shit, I need to have a plausible reason as to why I need to take this wine away from them. So he's like, you know what, I'm just gonna paint myself as some racist. So
I
respect that, right? Like
he was like, I don't look like an asshole, but I'm gonna save y'all.
Shout out to Niccolo for that one, bro. Imagine what the fuck would have happened if he took a sip of that wine.
That was goated moment number one, right? Sure. Like Niccolo, like just saying, like, if you guys watch Code Geass, I was gonna compare him to like Lelouch again, right? But it's like, you know, I can't even say why I would compare him, but it's just like, I respect the whole besmirching of your own name to save other people trope.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. You know, like the like Eren Yeager. Okay, I don't know what that means. But
I mean, the attack on Laveria, besmirched his name.
I mean, but I could see. No, that's not the same at all. It's not the same at all, though.
Okay, yeah.
Like, true. He's literally killing people just because. And you can't tell me shit that it wasn't personal, because I feel like it was definitely a little bit personal, too, for Eren.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on, man. This dude is literally doing, like, elbow dives.
Bro, my man's the military brass. Onto the ground and fucking did a stop, drop, and roll type shit, bro.
Yeah, like, right?
Like, you can tell that there was vengeance in that attack, bro. It's not just because he wanted freedom. It's because he wanted to fuck some shit up.
But yeah, and, you know, so, I thought, like, you know, so far in that episode, it was pretty good. And then, so what happens afterwards? Like,
don't they break off into,
I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you. You have terrible memory.
I do.
I also have terrible memory.
Okay.
Carry this, bro. This is all up to you.
But, okay, so I'm pretty sure after that, like, it cuts to, like, you know, it cuts to, like, the Brass family eating. You know, I just think Falco is, like, a really cute character. You know, when he's, like.
Yeah.
He's an angel, bro.
I love how, like, he's, like, just going in for, like, the food, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, a little cute parallel between, like, what his reaction was when he was eating food at the Brass stables, which kind of implies that the food there was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because he was genuinely, like, this is amazing. And he's a cutie. He's cool.
And then I think that breaks off into when they have to go to the restroom, quote unquote, and they go find Niccolo.
Dude, that moment was so cute where he was like, oh, my stomach feels sick.
Yeah, right.
And then Gabby's like, he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom to see if I can feel better. And Gabby's like, I'm going to go too. I feel better. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, wasn't she like, no, because it's my duty as a sister, I should go help him. Something like that.
No. But it was cute, though. It was cute. Like, whenever Falco was acting, right, doing whatever his little acting bits, like, oh, my God, my stomach, like, whatever. Like, I think the voice actor who does Falco does a great job just to make those moments, like, really cute and really, really funny. But, yeah, and then they meet freaking Niccolo in the basement. That's when shit starts to go down.
Yeah, that's when the whole revelation, when they reveal that they are from Marley, the warrior cadets, and the way Gabby breaks down how they escaped Liberia onto the ship, and with such enthusiasm, she's like, I grabbed that gun and I killed that spawn of the devil. She's no more. And then as that's going on, you see Niccolo's face of extreme and despair. Niccolo's
like, I mean, also just like a note, like even before this, right? So when Kaya is like breaking down, like why they're even at the restaurant, and you know, Kaya's like telling Ben and Mia, or you know, Falco and Gabby, she's breaking it down. She's like, yeah, so like this Marley, and like, you know, she was really close to like the soldier that I like looked up to, and she actually died recently.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, this like Marlene just wanted to like extend us an invitation to eat here, and then they show Falco's eyes widening.
Oh yeah,
and then it's super small detail, but it just shows how smart Falco is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Two, just like it tells us that hey, Falco's like putting the pieces together that like
that quickly
that like the soldier that they killed is most likely. Snap. But that
Gabby that is so dumb, bro.
Yeah, and Gabby is like slow as shit. Gabby is so slow because Gabby, even when she's talking to Glow, doesn't even realize. Like, Falco realizes it, right? He's like, shut the fuck up.
Like, right when he asks the question, he's like, did you kill anyone? Like, you can see it in his face.
Yeah. Oh,
like, it's so obvious, but she's like, yeah, boy.
I'm like, you're right.
You're right, I did. It's because she's so caught up in her own pride and her own pride of being a Marley, quote unquote, good Eldian from Marley, that she found someone who is, from what her thought process is, from her nation, just like her, not realizing who she's talking to, and dude, she just wanted to express how much she loves Marley.
That's a
and
really good there. Point. It's like she's trying to prove to like this Marleyan soldier, like, look at me, like, I'm a good Eldian. I actually killed one of the spawn or double spawn. It's like, damn, like, you freaking brown noser, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but seriously, though, like, I just wanted to bring up a point that, like, I just love how they, like, animated Niccolo's, like, facial expressions. Sorry, guys. We had some disturbances.
I don't know if you guys have noticed. Every single goddamn episode, my cat just wants to intrude on our mics and just fuck shit up. And he just, God, you know what? Fuck you, cat.
He's a violent man.
His name's Toby. He has a cat. But yeah, I just like how they animated like Niccolo's facial expressions. Like you could tell when he was like, when he was like, you know, like angry. You could tell when he was extremely like in despair, right? Conflicted, things like that. So good on MAPPA.
The entire episode with the facial expressions with it was like extremely on point.
Yep.
For everyone. Like Niccolo was just like in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you could tell he was fucking hurting, bro.
Yeah.
He was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, the cycle of hatred, I'm in that shit.
Yeah.
I want to kill her.
And that's what I love about this episode. It's like a microcosm of what the show is all about.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. And what's that. Beautiful is that, like, you know, Mr. Browse, like, is an example of what is needed to break that cycle of hatred, right?
Yeah.
You know, and he essentially breaks that cycle for Niccolo himself, just for him to, like, say, like, hey, like, you know, killing her, like, you're just going to be in the forest longer, you know?
Very true.
And, so... when Niccolo, like, you know, grabbed the wine bottle, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
No, yeah, it was...
Did you have any idea what was in the wine bottle before it was revealed?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I knew.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you predict it last episode?
I predicted it, like, 5 episodes ago, man.
They made it kind of obvious. Not, like, obvious, but they gave you the hints.
Yeah.
They always give you the hints throughout the entire show.
Yeah.
And in the manga, I don't think it was that obvious when... It was really only obvious when... Oh, it's a spoiler. I don't want to spoil it. But it wasn't obvious in the manga from what I remember.
No, it was pretty obvious. I kind of like that more. So in the anime, at least, like, they show that one. You know when they show, like the MPs, right? Like, talking shit about, like, Historia, you know? And they're like, hey, we need more wine. Yeah, and they're like, hey, we need more wine. And then he goes downstairs and, like, Niccolo tells Grease he has a wine bottle.
Yeah.
He's like, this one, right?
Yeah. And then the eerie music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of a dead giveaway.
It just kind of cuts off immediately. And it's like, well, you know, there wouldn't be poison. Because I don't know what poison really does, like, to a bunch of random officials who don't really seem to have, like, a lot of plot relevance, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, what else would they have in that wine bottle? Like, you know, Titan serum.
Yeah, right? It's kind of good.
Yeah. You know? So I kind of saw it coming already. But you know, still like a really like it's. I think it's not like, it's not out of nowhere. It's not contrived at all. Like I think it's very plausible and it all makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, so I like that. That was like a really really cool plot point.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you wonder where. With all the officials that drink it, who else among those that we haven't seen drink it, you know? So it's... When I was reading it in the manga, I was really wondering how this is going to play out and to what large extent would this have an effect on us. And, you know, no spoilers or anything, but it's what are your thoughts on how having drank Zeke's spinal fluid will play out? Because it's not like, you know...
Is it confirmed that, like, Falco ended up, like, swallowing that time? I think it pretty much is.
Well, you saw it go in his mouth.
It was in his mouth, right? And they're trying to, like, put water in his mouth to get it out. We don't know if he swallowed it, but I think it's pretty much confirmed that he swallowed it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, you know, they showed an example of how they used that technique before.
And Rakugo
like,
previous,
Alec Rakugo, but also, like... Like Niccolo was saying, had to use it at a capital 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wait, by the way, in Rakugo Village, do you remember the Titan that Sasha fought to save?
Yeah.
That was Connie's dad. That tall Titan?
No way.
The one that she like stabbed in the eye.
That was that Rakugo?
Yeah, that was.
I thought those were two different villages.
It was two different villages, but it was Connie's dad.
Got you. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Was that confirmed?
It was confirmed.
That's crazy.
That's confirmed. No way.
And episode right after that, the two Titans that were fighting and that ripped the ear off the other, those were Connie's siblings.
Wait, repeat that real quick.
In the episode right after, Connie's village was shown to like have been fucked up, like in the beginning of season 2.
Yeah.
And the beginning of one episode, there's a scene where two Titans are like fighting each other. It's two small Titans and one rips the ear off the other. And it turns out that those were Connie's siblings.
Dude. Yeah, like his little brothers.
What?
Yeah.
Incredibly
depressing.
I was like, why is it showing these two baby Titans? This man is ripped his ear off. And I was like, oh, that's Connie's fucking brothers.
I feel like I knew like I've rewatched the show so many times, but like you think you have picked up everything, but like
you never do.
You actually like there's sometimes even more details that you might not even know.
Yeah, all the time.
About. But yeah, so I just wanted to say like yo, Niccolo grabbing the wine bottle, smashing or trying to smash Gabby, and you know then missing, hitting Falco, but then still giving like Gabby a sucker punch was like another goated moment for Niccolo.
But it's important to note that the spinal fluid within the wine isn't entirely, well, it is, but like it acts in a different way than it did in Rakugo Village, because when they released the air, whatever the air mixed with the spinal fluid, an Eldian who came in contact with it and breathed it in, they were just
they
paralyzed.
Froze up. They, yeah,
he was actually lying. They said that in the episode.
No, but
didn't they say that was based off of like we don't know if he's lying or not? It's up in the air. They didn't confirm it.
No, Hanji said it was probably a lie. Because I mean,
most likely and almost definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah.
It's not a spoiler.
I feel like
it said it in the episode. It's literally said it. Yeah,
it's
certainly a lie. It's most likely a lie. You know, in order to like you know throw them off.
Confirmed.
It's basically a confirmed, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, I was just gonna say like. You know, that makes sense that to lie because Zeke would be like, hey, if anyone ever had time serum, well, guess what? They would be paralyzed. So why would these guys have time serum, right? Like, you know, it's a convenient lie.
True.
He's just trying to, like, catch him off guard.
Exactly. And it's like, Hanji said it. She said, like,
imagine the implications is what
of
she said.
Such a small lie having such an enormous effect, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, I just want to, like, stay on, like, the Niccolo hype train, though, man. Like, I just feel like I just love when like a character's priorities and like goals are very like mishmash. You know what I mean? Like he's a Marlian, and you know at the end of the day, like he feels some sort of duty, but then he's also grown attached to these Eldians, and it's like I love it, and I love when he talks about Sasha, and he's like, "Look at me! Like I fell in love with an Eldian, a spawn of the devil," and he feels it almost. Implying that he feels shame about it, but also he's like owning up to it. It's like, yeah, you know, it's I just think like the writing was so good, like, but yeah, Falco, you know, also a G for taking the hit,
yeah, bro.
He goated for taking that hit,
no,
right?
No cap, bro. That's my man, for real. That's a bit, that's a sharp ass, hard ass wine. You know how hard it is to break wine bottles?
He should be out of commission,
bro.
Like, he should be like. Unconscious for a day or two, man.
Like if you've seen like NFL celebrations where they smash wine bottles, like those big ass NFL players try to smash wine bottles on the helmet and they ricochet off. That's the hardest to break a wine bottle. My man's Niccolo, bro, on a fucking 12-year-old's head.
Imagine if that shit, imagine if that shit was like a Bacardi
that's
glass.
What
like
I'm
you've
saying,
seen like those Bacardi
bro.
Glasses, they are indestructible.
Yeah. Holy shit!
Like you've seen those videos.
Honestly,
of people
imagine that brain damage.
Yeah, I
no
mean,
cap.
I think Loki, he needs to become a Titan to like regenerate.
To, like, no, heal honestly, from yeah, those, at that point, bro, to heal. Ain't shit bringing him back, bro.
No, did
like,
I?
Rest in peace, your brain cells. But yeah, like, for real, shout out to Falco for taking that hit. And then, like, I love the way it segues after that, right?
I mean, I'd say how people are calling him a simp for that. And it's like, come on, man.
My man is a warrior.
Don't relegate his.
My man is a warrior.
He's just trying to protect her, bro.
For real, bro. For real. And the way it segues from him getting it and then seeing the wine go in his mouth to then, did it go immediately into him picking him up going into the kitchen, to the dining room, or did it segue into the cadets?
No, because basically like Niccolo just drags the two upstairs, right?
He
shows like the family like, hey, like this is like the girl who killed your daughter.
Yeah.
And then Armin comes in, he's like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Like, guys, come
and then John's
in.
Like, that's the girl that's on the run, right?
Like, yeah.
They're already aware
what
that
the hell
like,
are
they
you
broke
doing
out.
Here? Type shit, yeah.
Yeah, and
I love Mr. Brass's character in that scene.
Dude, oh my god. It
I
felt
love
like
his character
my man,
in that scene.
Dude, so like when Niccolo. Also, I just. Again, like. I want him to kill Gabby Loki. But like, obviously, not for the plot, but just for like himself. I really felt like what he was going through.
I mean, sometimes. Like having the cycle of hatred like fulfilled can be satisfying.
Yeah.
But like if he did kill her, I feel like he would have to be killed later on by like just to continue the cycle.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean that's what the cycle is all about.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, who knows what if Reiner finds out who killed his freaking cousin.
Yeah, bro.
It's just a cycle. It's just, it just breeds more hatred.
It wouldn't be a good plot point.
Right.
But it would be satisfying to see.
I mean, it would be a good plot point because it still fits the, like, narrative.
It does, no, but I feel like...
It's more impactful this way.
No, but yes. I think Gabby's role in this... I mean, again, I don't know what happened to the manga, but from an anime-only perspective, Gabby's whole purpose in the show is to mirror that of Eren's, who cannot rid himself of the cycle of hatred, right? And yes. Gabby's is going to be someone who is in that cycle of hatred. And I think that what they're going to do with it, right, is that she's going to see herself in that cycle and then essentially remove herself because she learns that, like, hey, like, all that you've been taught about Eldians is completely false. Like, you see it as she's asking questions to Mikasa and to Armin, like,
yeah, you can, why did you guys protect eyes.
Me? Why you won't know, you, like, kill me?
Yeah, like, why no? don't you guys want to kill me? Exactly. And she's, like, confused. And even after, like, Mr. Browse gives the speech, she's like, so you don't hate me? Like, she asks him that, right? And again, it's just, I think that's just what Gabby's arc is going to be. She's going to be the Eren that turned good, essentially.
That's very true, yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like it's not even like a spoiler by any means. You can kind of see it in her character developing now that she is that mirror of Eren who broke out this cycle of hatred. That's why I hated Gabby at first. I still don't like it that much. And I feel like a lot of people are turning into the... Well, at least manga readers are like, oh yeah, Gabby's goated, Gabby's this, Gabby's that. I still really don't like
it. I've never heard anyone ever say Gabby is goated.
I saw a comment in the chapter, especially in the most recent chapter.
Yo, chill. You're... Do not talk about manga because
no, I'm just saying, like, no, I saw Gabby comments,
yo,
and bro, I was like,
chill, because now you're implying that Gabby's alive until then. Chill.
I mean, sure, yeah, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know. For me, it's not fuck Gabby, but it's like, I don't really care what happens to her.
She's really annoying, but I think she has a really important place in the story.
Bro, she's like, I see Gabby. This isn't, like, you know, directed to the plot out, but I see Gabby the same way I saw Armin seasons 1 to 3, or like seasons 1 to 3.5. I hated Armin for such a long time, right? And that mainly came, why? And no cap.
I feel like, no offense, but I feel like people who don't have taste hate Armin.
No. Here's my reasoning. The reason why I hated Armin, and this is such a stupid fucking reason, and I realize that, I fucking hated the sound of his voice. I love this character. Wow. I love this character and his resolve and the way he switched the flip of, like, needing to throw away his humanity for the sake of humanity. But I fucking hated his voice, bro.
I love
bro.
His voice.
For the longest time, I hated his voice. But then, just whoa. Suddenly, and you know when it switched on me? It wasn't even season 3.
Umida.
No. It wasn't season 3, actually, where it switched on me. It actually switched on that one episode of, I think it was season 2, when... after the forest, when Reiner was running away with Eren and Bertolt, covering him on his chest, and Armin was describing...
when he was, like, taunting Bertolt.
Yes, that's when it asked. Like, the slight tone of his voice changed a little bit, and he's like, you know what they're doing to Eni? You know what they're doing right now? They're torturing her, and they're torturing her so good. I was like, yeah, that's what's up. And I think that's when it kind of switched for me. But then I kind of felt that, like, I think this is my first time watching through. Not my, like... Mm-hmm. Second or third time watching through, but then he just grew on me much more, and his voice was a lot less annoying, and that's why I hated Armin for a while. And I hate Gabby's voice too. I really hate Gabby's voice fucking much, and that's why it reminds me of Armin, because I just really I hate, like, Gabby's voice to me is really, nails on a chalkboard.
Gabby has a normal
Eldiajin Akuma.
I hate that shit so much, bro. It's literally nails on a chalkboard.
I don't really mind it. It's just, yeah, she just sounds like any random 14-year-old girl.
You know? And I hate that. You know? I hate that.
It's normal. I don't know. I think it's also, I just don't understand what you mean by, like, Armin's voice being bad. I mean, I watched both dub and sub. Like, when I first watched season 2.
He just sounds like a pussy.
Both his dub voice and his sub voice are really good. I think his dub voice is better because it's a little bit more deeper. It's a little bit more boyish. Whereas his sub voice is a little bit more feminine. But, like, you know,
I like I his just voice. I hate it for a while. I don't hate it anymore. I actually really like his voice. But I used to hate him for like a year and a half. Sure, I hated his voice for a while.
I get it.
But anyways, back to the main point of... This is when... What were we talking about? Oh, the kitchen scene. Armin walks in. Mr. Brouse's character.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, when Niccolo was like, when he has a knife and he was like, take the knife. You kill her or I will.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Damn. I love it. And I love how like everyone's like trying to tell him calm down. He says no. And then like Gabby's like, don't kill Falco, kill me. Right? She said, oh. And then like Niccolo's like kind of lecturing her like, oh, like why do you care about so much about him? Or like why do you care about him like so much? Like I also cared about someone, right? And you took her away from me. And it's just like his whole speech that he gives is like really, I just love moments where like the characters just like express everything that they've been feeling. Like I'm someone who like sometimes it's cool to be subtle, but other times just let it all out, you know, go crazy, like just, you know. So I thought that was like really, really cool. And then I thought Mr. Brouse's speech was like definitely one of like the more
even though I knew he was gonna kill him, Mr. Brouse had me concerned for a second.
Same
when he said hand me that knife,
but I knew that like it wasn't gonna be like that just because like of what we saw from him in like two episodes prior. Like he seemed like a very kind, very forgiving. He seems like he's the best Eldian on earth, like, you know.
it's very Gabby got lucky. And even though knowing he wasn't gonna do it, I knew he wasn't. Even the beginning of his speech kind of made it sound like that he was going to do it, because the tone of his voice was very monotone, like kind of like betrayed, like, oh my god, you are the one who took my daughter away. And then, you know, it's like went into like, oh, like, but we can't be doing this because we love and shit.
I love that he like, he just said like, listen, like this is just the world, like I don't blame you, because like, you know, like listen, Sasha was a hunter. Mm-hmm. And she killed other beings, right, for us to eat. And like, you know, and he said that, yo, I recognize that this way of living was not going to be like sustainable for us, but Sasha was still essentially, she left that forest just to enter into a much bigger forest, which is the world, right? And it's like, you know, one, like my man's analogies and metaphors is like, go ahead, but like
go ahead.
But no, it's just like it just speaks volumes about like the overall message of like AOT, like, so like, aren't we all just are in our own forest, and sometimes we wander into an even bigger forest, and sometimes we die in that forest, and that's what happened to Sasha, right? She couldn't get out of that forest in time, right? You wander in the forest for too long, or you're gonna get lost.
That's true.
And yeah, it's just like him saying like, you got to get out of that forest essentially, otherwise you will die eventually. Like, I thought that was like a really, really powerful scene.
And also the part where when Niccolo was saying that, like, she killed someone so important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, you guys also killed people that were important to me. And then Niccolo just, like, rebutted.
Yeah.
I forgot what exactly he said.
No,
he
just, like, I know what you're saying, though.
What did he say? Do you remember?
Yeah, he said something about, basically, like, it doesn't matter who killed who first.
Yeah, it's the fact that the killing happened.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I was like, you could just, like, see it in her face, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, like... Mm-hmm. It's still killing, you know?
Yeah.
And then she was about to, like, get her karma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she killed that bitch. I killed this bitch. I'm gonna get killed.
That's facts.
Nah, man, just, I thought that was a really nice line from him when he said, it doesn't matter who killed who first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like everyone's so worried, like, no, I, like, they justify their actions. Like, everyone can justify their actions. They can become monsters themselves just because, well, I'm only doing this because they killed my people who I cared about first. Like, that's what Gabby's saying, like, they killed my people first, right? Yeah. And Niccolo's like, shut the fuck up, like, you still kill, like, you still, like, you know, like, it's a really good message. It's a good message.
And then, right, that's when... What happened?
I mean, so after that, I love when, like, Kaya, like...
That was the best person, episode for
the
me.
Person who, like, you would... I mean, it actually makes complete sense. Yeah. Kaya, like...
Looked up to
revered
Sasha.
Right? And after hearing that, she feels the most betrayed, if anything, out of anyone.
That right? fucking... When she hit the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, like, that thrust.
And then Mikasa
I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
That was insanely badass.
And that look on her face, dude.
Yeah, she looked like Aaron.
She did look like Aaron.
Yeah.
At the Historia hand kiss.
That's what it reminded me of, too.
That's exactly what it reminded me of.
She was hurt beyond belief, man.
Yeah. She was shook.
She was really out for blood.
I feel that. Sometimes forgiveness is the hardest choice to make. So I don't blame people for not choosing that path. And
Gabby's face when she saw that, like, Kaya tried to kill her, like, it was like her whole world broke down.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
She was like, Kaya was just so nice to me, even though I was Marleyan, and she was like helping me through so much, and I killed the person she looked up to the most, and that turned her so bad against me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that turned her to like how I am against these Eldians.
Yeah.
And she was like, this really is a cycle of hatred.
Yeah, and it just like, yeah, this was definitely like Gabby's turning point episode.
Yeah.
You know, and I love when, like, I think like the two people, like the best people that she could have been surrounded with in that moment was Armin and Mikasa. People who have, they've been in the trenches since like they were 10, 11. Like, they've been in this shit, right? And like, they're people that like can give you like the most wisdom because of how much experience they have, right? So, you know, when like Gabby asks, like, why don't you hate me when she asks that to like the Brass family, well, why don't you want to kill me, to Armin, right? And you could just tell, like, I love the expression that Armin has, like, he's just tired. He's tired of the killing. And he even says, he's like, kill that, kill this. Yeah. Like, reminds me of someone that I know. And then, coincidentally, we see Aaron just, like, literally, like, show up right after that.
It's like that Aaron meme.
Oi.
I don't know that meme. But literally, Aaron is, like, talking shit.
But seriously, it's like, that was so funny.
But, yeah, I just love how, like, it shows that Armin, like, he knows just what a person you can become when you continue to have that mentality.
His
best friend has been consumed by that mentality.
Can
we talk about Flock?
Flock. I've been waiting. Dude, this motherfucker turned into the Joker
for real,
bro.
Dude,
Flock,
his face, his when face. He was like, shh. Yeah, he said, I was like, holy shit,
inside
that
inside voice, please.
Bro, Flock is the very definition of Black Air Force energy, bro.
Dude.
And it's still no matter what, it's still fuck Flock for me, but he's such a good character.
He is.
And dude, I hate that.
Dude, I hate Flock. This is like the first episode where I'm like, this guy's a badass.
Yeah.
Because he was saying, he had Hunji at gunpoint talking about, don't talk to me like I'm one of your lackeys.
Bro, what he said that. I'm not, bro, do you think he would have said that same thing if it was Commander Irwin?
Yo, wait, dude. For sure, so? For sure. Dude,
I don't think so.
No, for sure. Flock, his whole thing since season 3 has been like he is someone who will say what's on his mind. He does not sugarcoat it. He does not care about the authority. He cares about what he feels is right. He says what he feels is right.
While I agree, and how that's very heavily emphasized during the Battle of Shiganshiga,
the memorial even as well.
But I think within that scene, that completely changed because Flock said to himself that no matter what, if we're going to die, me following your orders does not mean shit and I can walk away right now. And Erwin straight up says, you're precisely right. But with that speech, the 2 frames later, you see Flock screaming his ass off, charging to the Beast Titan.
Yeah,
that's because Erwin single-handedly changed him. So I really believe that if Erwin was there, he wouldn't have that same energy. No way.
No, but if Erwin was there, there wouldn't even be a whole like rebellion because by your logic, Erwin would have been able to like rally everyone together. Right? Like, what I'm saying is, like, Flock.
Or maybe Erwin would be on Aaron's side.
I would think so. Bad. Honestly, yeah. Maybe. I think he would.
Because there's this one scene where before the Battle of Shiganshina, Levi is like, what are you going to do after we learn the truth? And Erwin specifically says, eliminate threats. Because there's surely someone on the other side that wants us all dead.
Yeah, I feel like Erwin would be on Aaron's side. No cap, bro.
Maybe not on Aaron's side specifically, but I feel like
he would share the same sentiment that like everyone's a threat. Together.
I saw a comment. I think it was on the Reddit thread after the Liberio attack happened, and if it was like if they chose Erwin over Armin, Erwin would have done a full sweep on the entirety of Liberio. I was like, honestly, bro, no cap,
because honestly, like, Armin, like, during that attack, he just destroys the port and then exits from his Titan form. If that was Erwin, Erwin's gonna stay in his Titan form for a while, stomp on the rest of the town. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. I mean, who knows, man? Who knows? Like, I feel like we're making some assumptions on, like, Erwin's character. Because we don't really...
I mean, Erwin already standing on a mountain of corpses, bro.
Yeah. The thing is... But my thing is, like, Erwin did all that, right, because of his goal. He was motivated to find the truth, right? But once he found the truth out, like... You know, I don't see him being like a some like maniacal psycho killer. Like, you know, he did all that right for humanity, but also for the truth, right? But now that his motivation is gone, like, do you think he's just like some sort of bloodlusted guy? No, but he is also a realist. He's a pragmatist at the end of the day.
True.
But yeah, so yeah, Flock just either way,
Flock's a misogynist.
Flock riding with Erwin was not like an indicator of like Erwin being able to tidy or to like rally Flock, or rather Flock being scared to disobey Erwin. It was just a testament to Erwin's ability to unite people, to have Flock agree.
That's my point though.
Literally, because Flock, because I still think Flock did that because he truly did believe that that was the right thing to do. That was the only way to like, fight back. And so I don't think Flock's changed. Like, I still feel like he's still that same person who will speak his mind, do what he thinks is right, you know? And then the Joker smile, like, I just love, like...
I really liked that.
Oh, it's such a good touch.
It was so
good. That's so many people's profile pictures now.
Really?
So many.
On TikTok or something?
So many.
Really? Oh, that's actually pretty dope.
I mean, rightfully so, bro.
That was a badass moment.
It is so frightening. Like, right when you see that, it's like, wait,
what? What he says was so perfect for it, too, when he was like, shh, in the sad voices.
Yeah.
That's so disgustingly.
Like, he's so swarmy.
Fucking, you piece of shit, but go you, too, at the same time. I hate that.
But yeah, so that was pretty cool. And now, like, I don't know what their plan is. Like, why are they holding Hanji and them hostage? Like, so I'll just leave them alone.
Every time we have an episode, I ask you for predictions. And I feel like for the past 4 episodes, it's been very easy to predict what the fuck's going to happen, right? Uh-huh. But now I feel like it's very up in the air as to what, like, the plan could be. So dude, what are your predictions?
I don't have any predictions. Wait, before we get into predictions, I still want to like go through like the very end.
What happened at the very end?
I mean, it's just like Erwin.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Erwin. Like, you see Gabby like looking at him like he's some sort of living legend. Like,
true. Yeah.
Like, she's like, holy crap, that's him.
Because she's never seen Erwin, right?
No, never. No,
she's seen him in the airship.
Oh, yeah, in the airship. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Jane was like,
right,
I'll take you right to him.
So Aaron's there. He has his hand cut.
Hand's
cut and it's bleeding out on the table. And it's like, what do you plan on doing? Like, transforming here? Like, what?
Nah. No, it's mainly just to, like,
it's
show
a threat.
Them that, like,
yeah, it's a threat. It's an empty. It's not empty, entirely empty threat, but it's like, you fuck with me, I'll just transform.
No, I mean...
But he wouldn't transform in the middle of them there. He would just end up, like, killing Mikasa and Armin, and that's not what he would want him to do.
I mean, Armin could transform.
That would kill everybody.
Yeah, it would kill literally everyone there.
No, but, like... You could not transform into the full Colossal Titan, but, like, you know how, like, Reiner transformed in order to protect Falco? It would be, like, the same way. Because like, the Titan form reacts to what you need. The Titan form would react to how you need it, right? Yeah. I'm just so excited. Because I feel like they end off these episodes with Erwin about to talk, and then they say, to be continued. Yeah. Right? I'm really excited to see what's going to happen.
Excited. I told you that scene would happen a lot earlier than you expected.
Jacket thing.
For the longest time, I thought that would be the end of season 3. I'm at the season 4. I told you it was coming.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear about all the controversy? Like, everyone was saying, like, oh, they ruined it. They didn't use the trailer shot. They ended up using, like,
I wish they used the trailer shot.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because, like, the trailer shot is nice. He's much more, like, natural with it.
My man's was literally, like...
No. But the thing is, in the anime, it's more natural. Like, who the fuck puts on a jacket while their body's still upright? You know what I mean? You gotta be
motherfucker.
Yeah, but I wanted those style points
for real. Fuck the realism.
Fuck the realism. You're right. But yeah, I thought.
Honestly, that was supremely disappointing.
Really, the jacket scene?
That was people were. Everybody I knew was so hyped for that one moment, bro.
My brother was so upset,
and it's like. You know, I give Mappa all the, you know, credit they deserve, rightfully so, for being forced to rush out probably the greatest anime of all time. They're being put on such a tight schedule. But if there's just one thing we asked for with all your animes to work on at one time, was just that one scene that you knew everyone else had typed up for. And it's just it's how you could not deliver on that, bro.
My thing is, it's just, why are you guys closing up so much? Like, we want to see the full shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like,
and it's also not even that. It's like, okay, granted, I'm not an animator.
The thing is,
all you had to do was just replace that. Just copy and paste the trailer shot, put it there, no, go back to shitty animation.
But it'd be jarring. It'd be extremely jarring because, like the art style and quality of animation are not the same.
They're not the same at all. But I still feel like people would have preferred that any day.
Nah, I see what you mean.
But there's cases in Dragon Ball Super, right? Where one frame is supremely shitty, but the next, when it's needed, animation does a 180 and it's beautiful. And that happens so often in Dragon Ball Super that people hated it.
Actually,
it happened a lot.
And even maybe if it was, I'm sure that was very jarring.
It was, but I still preferred that much over. If it's a really badass important scene, it blindsided me for a second, but it's appreciated that you mm-hmm. this important, or it's just fan service, you know?
Yeah,
it's just fan service.
Whatever. It's just a jacket scene. Who cares?
That's not millions of millions of people care.
Sean, you know how much I was looking forward to that shit. Yeah, I would ask him. I'm like, when's it gonna happen? When's it gonna happen? You know? It's okay, man. It happens. Whatever, but.
Honestly, it's shit like that. The small stuff like that that does not get me hopeful for season four part two if it becomes an anime. That's why I need it to be a movie.
Yo, thing is, I like how AOT does their storytelling in episodes. I feel like their storytelling really thrives in an episodic manner.
It really does.
Episodically,
it really does.
I agree.
It wouldn't be able to hold that tension.
But
quite well.
After reading the manga and knowing what we know and knowing where exactly season four part one will end off, I still think that flow of plot could be executed perfectly in a movie.
I think so too.
And just the small shit about not getting one of the most anticipated hype scenes correct does not get me hopeful for the events that will happen in season four part two. And it's just, that's going to be a huge kick in the balls. That's why I'm praying deep down inside that it's a movie.
Yeah, man, I guess we'll just have to see. But no, yeah, so I think that's the whole episode, though. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Aaron has to say to Mix and Armin, because
predictions.
He seemed like he genuinely wanted to talk to them. Like, he said, he's like, oh, I wanted to talk to you guys. Because I feel like no matter how far astray Aaron might become, right, you know, Aaron and Mikasa are different, or not Aaron, Mikasa. Mikasa and Armin are different, and maybe he feels like he owes them some sort of conversation. He owes them some sort of explanation, right? So I think literally, I know we've had a lot happen this season, but this might be my most anticipated moment.
Ooh.
Because dang it, man, I just need to have a conversation with them happen. That's all I need to happen. Because at the end of the day, man, what makes the show are the characters, and
NBC's characters. Characters are the best.
Yeah, predictions, dude, I don't have any. If I'm being real, I don't know what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. I didn't even watch the preview. So
I don't think I did either, though.
I can't even go off of anything from there. I don't know. prediction. Maybe, I don't know. If I'm being real, I don't know. Maybe, see, I do not, because everything is so in such a weird, awkward middle place right now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with
Zeke. The calm before the storm.
Is Zeke going to escape or something and then turn everyone that was in the city into Titans? I don't know. It's going to be weird. I don't know. Do you think Aaron and Mikasa just let Aaron walk away after that conversation? I would think that Mikasa would probably beat Aaron at Aaron's ass.
Really?
You're coming with me.
Interesting.
I don't think they can.
Exactly. Yeah, can't. They can't. But that's what Mikasa would do, in character, right? I think she knows now that she can't do that to him anymore.
Never view that in line with Mikasa's character, though.
Yeah, I think it. Mikasa's character would be more loyal to Aaron.
Yeah. Especially through everything, dude. And it's highlighted in Liberia when she talks to him on the shoulder and she's like, look at all these innocent people you still killed. And She doesn't do anything to Aaron. She just gives him that talk about.
Well, they were in the middle of a fight.
I mean, yeah, that's not really much.
Well, I mean, even on the airship. Same thing.
Airship, like, dude, like Sasha just died. You know, like it's just kind of like. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, yeah.
But I see what you mean, because when they're all talking in the room about Connie saying, like, you know, Aaron was laughing about Mikasa, or Aaron was laughing about Sasha and whatever, and Mikasa still seemed very loyal. But I don't know. We'll have to see. Like, I think.
And even through it all, when Connie confronted her twice about whose side are you on, immediately retorts like, "Oh no, you can't hit Aaron. You can't come close to Aaron." Immediately.
No, she just wants to talk to him though. Like, I think like.
No,
she...
when Connie said that he's gonna. Somebody said that we're gonna put hands on Aaron or we're gonna kill him or something like that, and she looked back and she's like, "No." That happened like 2 episodes ago. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I remember the conversation. I don't remember all the details. I know that Mikasa was defensive, but I don't think she was like to the point where like there like he was like there are no exceptions at all. Like,
I'm pretty sure it was like her first instinct was to say no, and then she was like,
and then she started reasoning.
Yeah, she's like, we'll talk to him.
Exactly, because she understands the situation that they're in.
Yeah, but it's just like her instinctually, she's like, no,
exactly,
Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron.
No predictions from here though, except for that.
That's fair. I think we're at an hour now.
Yeah, I think we're about an hour. We're
closing on an hour. But yeah, I think that's unless you have any outstanding thoughts you want to get out the way.
I think that's really it for the most part. Just want to say Niccolo's goated.
I just want to say that the way that he brings like the most random side characters into the forefront and makes them so like interesting, like fleshed out. Like Niccolo just became such a good character. He's only been shown like a couple episodes ago and you're just like, whoa. Nah. And a Flock is literally just like a rando.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just like, and he with the Joker face and you're like, bruh.
Yeah, I'll say this about Isayama. He's not a very wasteful writer.
Yeah.
Like, there are no side characters who have no point. Like, they're all...
Every character has
all have their purpose.
...to the story, whether it's thematically or, like, relevantly, in some very significant way.
Yeah. Like, Kaya, too.
Kaya.
Like, when she was first getting saved, I was like, yo, who is this
little girl?
He's
not wasteful.
Yeah, she came back.
Yeah.
Yo, Yams is a different breed, bro.
For sure.
And it makes sense that she'd be in the plot because, you know, she has no more parents, so it makes sense that she would stay with Sasha's dad, who
runs an orphanage
over her the last. But yeah, so I think that's it for the most part. Any closing comments, though?
For me, not off the top of my head in terms of the episode itself, but just once again, thank you to everyone who tunes in, listens on a weekly basis or whenever we put an episode out. It means a lot seeing the audience grow, quote unquote audience, 60 unique listeners. It's crazy to think about. Seeing as though we're 39 countries deep.
Yeah, definitely.
It's crazy. So shout out to you all.
Exciting. But hopefully we can catch you guys next week, right? We should be able to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess we'll catch you guys then.
Yeah. Next time on Shingeki no Podcast. All right, see you guys.
Bye. See ya.